Okay, so let's review the Svara from yesterday. And I think maybe we could tie it together. Because remember we had this pending question in the Gemara, is that there's two different machloksim. Okay? Two different machloksim between Rava and Rav Chisda. And Tosfos says that they line up. Now they definitely line up in Pshat. Okay. Definitely line up. The two machloksim definitely line up in Pshat. The question is, do they line up in Svara or not? Okay? So let's just review them. Let's first review yesterday's, and then we'll review the day before and see if we can tie them together. Okay? So again, the question yesterday was what about Omer Mutter? Okay, is Omer Mutter, right, if you think something is Mutter, right, you think you're allowed to kill, and you kill, like Ben Noach, is he chayev, do you say he's Krov Mezer or he's honest? So he said like this. What's the question? So he said, is that, see, given his state of knowledge, we said the action is really anonymous. Because he doesn't know. He thinks it's totally mutter. So what is he doing wrong? He's not doing anything wrong. Right? Given that he thinks it's an animal. Right? So what's he doing wrong? He's just doing a perfectly safe action. He's just killing an animal. Right? So as opposed to, and as a normal, so the action itself is not a carbon maze. There's nothing wrong about it. It's honest. He's doing an action which is still fine. It turns out, oops, somebody doesn't allow us, or whatever, something changes, something is off. As opposed to, like we said, lowering a bucket, that's like, that itself is a dangerous action. The maisa itself is dangerous, and you're not doing the action carefully. You're being, you're not being careful in your performance of the action itself. But here, in the action itself you're doing, there's nothing wrong with the action, it's just that you should have done something beforehand. You should have known. You should have looked into the thing. You should have looked, whatever it is. We said the Maisa itself, if you measure Shogeg Anos Krav Mezid insofar as the Maisa itself, so then we say this case is really Anos. But we said, on the other hand, you could say that Anos Krav Mezid Shogeg is a din in the Gavra of the Avarian. It's a din in the Gavra. And in the Gavra, in this case, you'd say, is he responsible for his violation of murder. So the answer is he is responsible because since he's obligated to learn, a person has to look into these things. So therefore, the killing is really, the fact that he did this crime of killing is his fault because he should have known better. So even though it's not, like in the action itself, there's nothing negligent about it, but insofar as the Gavra's violation, there's negligence because the Gavra's violation takes into account his foreknowledge together with the action that he's doing. So therefore, if you say that your chayiv, that shogeg is really a din, or honest is a din in the gavra, you can't say he's an honest vis-a-vis this crime, because he really should have known better. And that's part of the act. The action takes into account what he knows and what he does. So if you say that honest or karvamez is a din in the gavra, in this case, the gavra really is a karvamez. But if you say that the din of shogeg are honest is strictly a din in the Maisa. We don't get into the other external prior knowledge of the Gavra and all that, but it's simply a din in the way the action itself that he's doing. So then you say the action is really an action of Anos, because you take the given is what he does, what he knows and what he doesn't know, and so far as that given is concerned, he's doing nothing wrong. So therefore, look, should he have known better? Yes, that's a different problem. Different problem, he should have known better. But insofar as the action itself, the Maisa is considered as an Anos. So that's what we said yesterday. Now the thing is like this, is that Rab, let's get the shitas, because this is going to be important. So Rabba is the one who said that's Karav L'mezid. Right? Rabba is the one who's Karav L'mezid, which means that you take into account the Gavra. Right? Karav L'mezid din the Gavra. Rav Chis is the one who said that it's Sha'onas, which means this is din in the Maisa. Right? Okay. Now we had a different machlokas the day before, which is also Rabba and Rav Chisda the other way around, which is, what do you learn Derech Aliyah? Right? If you kill someone in an upward action, do you say that's Karav L'mezid? Or do you say that's Anas? That's Karav L'Anas, right? That's Machlokas, right? So we said, it sounds like, again, like opposites. So we said, it depends. Is that, in terms of the din of Shmira, Do you say that the Shmira, this is the way we learn that, and we'll see if we can do this together. We said, do you say your Chiv of Shmira, Shmira Sanafesh, takes into account, like, the circumstances? and the nature of the act which I'm doing, and I could say, listen, when I'm going down, I know that it's dangerous. That things happen. Going up, things don't happen. And therefore, I have a right to say, when I'm going up, I don't have to be careful. When I'm going down, I do have to be careful. As the Rama says, since it's the nature of things, gravity, thing is common that it falls down. When I'm going down, I have to be careful. When I'm going up, since it's uncommon, I don't have to be careful. So if you learn that way, that the Shemirah takes into account the situation, so then you'll say is that the Karvla going up is really is honest, because the situation of going up tells me that things like this never happen, so I don't have to be careful. Or do you learn that was Rav Chisda, I think Rav Chisda, right? That was saying it's Kavanas. Oh no, that was Rabba. That was Rabba. Rav Chisda learned no. Is that you? The din of the careful. Your din of shmira is constant. You don't have a right to say I'm going to be careful now. I'm not going to be careful then. Shmira's an nefesh. You always have to be careful then, right? Shmira's an nefesh. You always have to be careful about. So if that's the case, so then you can't say when you're going up, you have a right to just chill out and not be careful. You always have to be careful. It's intrinsically if it was shmira, you always have to be careful. So if that's the case, when you're going down, you'll say, look, I wasn't careful, but at least I have an excuse. That the gravity, helped me out. It was gravity's fault also. When we're going up, there's no excuse. What else caused it? It was just me. What's my excuse? And nothing really knocked me out. Gravity isn't gonna make me fall. I was just totally negligent. So it's even worse. That's kind of amazing. So insofar as you're going down, it's understandable. Look, I was trying to be careful, but after all, gravity got out of control. So therefore, in going down, at least you have an excuse. In going up, you don't have any excuse. It's totally due to you. But that's assuming that you have an equal din of Shemira, whether you're going down or going up. Because you always have a Chiyah Shemiras Nefesh. But if you say Shemiras Nefesh takes into account the situation at hand, and the fact that I'm going up and going down, and I have a right to be less careful in a situation of, which is uncommon to have damage, then I'll say going up is really Karvanas. Because it's true, I'm the only one who did it, but I have a right to be not careful in that situation. But going down, I have a super extra obligation to be careful. Right? That's what we learned. So, my question here is are these two machlokesim unified at all? Could we unify them at all? Definitely in terms of pshat, they're unified. Because you need to find the case of Karv Mezid. You need to find the case where the Ger Toshev is going to be Chayav Misin. So, Rav Chisda's case, he holds their Chaliyah. Is Karav Mezid. Right? He holds Derech Aliyah is Karav Mezid, and Omer Mutter is not. And Rabba holds, no, Derech Aliyah is Anas, but the Omer Mutter is Karav Mezid. So, that definitely in terms of Pshat, it lines up. But Tosus kind of sounds like sounds a little bit like he's making them linked. Perhaps intrinsically. It's not clear from the Lashon, but question is, do they have anything to do with one another? Or should we just leave it at this? Okay, so we're just saying is that really, maybe they're the same question. They're really one same question. Rabba and Rav Chisda. The question is that when you define an action as shogeg, mezid, you're trying to define his crime in one way or another, do you define it purely from the context of the maisa itself? As in the gavras, the nature of his das and his negligence in self-implicit in the action itself, or do you consider the bigger picture? Not just his das and the action itself, but his prior knowledge and his prior responsibilities factor in as well. According to Rav Chisda, according to Rav Chisda, all you do is you look at the action itself. There's the das in the action itself. And in the action itself, Omer Mutter, he thought it was perfectly Mutter to kill. So he's, insofar as this action is concerned, he's doing something which is totally within his realm of being careful. He is being careful. He knows it's Mutter to kill. He thinks it's Mutter to kill, and he's just doing a perfectly fine thing. Not doing anything wrong. So what's the problem? That's totally honest. Right? Or he thinks it's an animal, and given he thinks it's an animal, he's just killing an animal. Perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong. The action itself, there's nothing wrong with it. Similarly, in line with that same line of reasoning, is when he's going up a ladder, in the context of the action itself, all you take into account is the action itself. What did he do? So when he's going down a ladder, you'll say he's walking down a ladder, he slept, but gravity pushed him along. And when he's going up a ladder, in the action itself, the only thing which happened is he slept. He did something. No gravity helping him along. He's totally negligent. It's only him. All right. So the action itself is Kavla Meza, because there's nothing. You can't say, oh no, I know going up is not so dangerous, and therefore I have a right to. No, because he's just looking at the Maisa itself. He doesn't take into account the prior assessment of the situation and learning of the halachos and all that, you know, all that stuff. That's not relevant so far as the definition of the Maisa, the showing your Maisa. All you look at is the action itself. That's why, but for instance, you're chopping wood, the action itself of chopping wood, the guy around, that's a negligent action. Fine, that's Rav Chisda. But Rabba says that since you're defining the person and the nature of his sin, you have to take into account the whole picture, the big picture, and not only the action, but the Nagavra's knowledge and his planning, his forethought, and all that stuff. So if that's the case, then when you do Kohen Omer Mutter, so you really should have learned, you should have known better. So you can't say I'm just a total honest on this thing, because part of my responsibility is I should have looked into it, I should have learned, and since I didn't, so my action is a result of that, so I'm really kind of amazed in that regard. I'm negligent, and my negligence in learning is part of that crime. Right? So the Omer Mutter, that's, or I should have looked into, made sure that that's a person before I did it, so that's built into the measurement of Kshogi. Honest considers that. On the similar and opposite side of the coin, if I know that going up is a non-dangerous action, things almost never happen, so therefore you say, I have a right to take it easy in those circumstances. And therefore you'll say, I'm just not honest. Because given I have a right, and as the measure of honest or shogi takes into account my knowledge of the situation, so my knowledge of the situation is not dangerous, and therefore I have a right to take it easy. And therefore you don't say I'm a karvel mezid, and therefore I'm a karvel honest. But when I'm going down, the same knowledge tells me that statistically it happens very often that people slept. And therefore, I have to really be careful to make sure I don't. So you can't just blame gravity, because you knew that. You should have known that there's gravity. You can't just say it's gravity's fault. You know that when you're going down, there's gravity. So it takes into account the situation. If it takes into account the greater picture and the Gavra's knowledge, so then you say that that's worse. Then going down is worse. So ultimately, the question is again, Deshamayim, definitely, as Gemara says, you consider the whole big picture as knowledge, what he should have known. So Avimelech definitely is Deshamayim, God would punish him. But is Bidei Adam limited to the Das implicit in the action, or is it considered the Gavra as all, even the prior to the action? So we're saying the Rambam's consistent. The Rambam's consistent because he holds. By going down, they said they should have been careful because this is common to happen. Derech Aliyah, it's never, almost never happened, so it's just like a Pella. So he measures, takes into account the bigger picture, the guy's das in the situation, right? Right, his prior assessment of the situation. And when it comes to Ben Noach killing, he says by Ben Noach, who's Shkaga, this is in Yud Aleph and Malachim. He says, if you know that this woman is Nashis Ish, and you just think you're allowed to sleep with her, or if you know that you're killing, you think it's mother to kill, he says, he's a Karov Lemezid, Ben Harak. It's Karov Lemezid. Velo Techashev Zulahim Shkaga. You don't consider that Shkaga. Mimne Shahilan Lomod, Velo Lamed. Because he should have learned, and he didn't. Right? So he's saying, as you see, he's considering the knowledge, the prior knowledge that you didn't have to be a part of the assessments of the Maisa itself, the Shogir Mezid. So he's lining up. He's consistent, like Rabba. Right? So, I mean, that doesn't prove that they're one and the same Mahalakas, but at least it doesn't disprove it. Yeah. Okay, so let's do Tosus for Rav Chisda Omer, Prat de Omer Mutter Anasar. Prat de Omer Mutter Anasar. Okay? Yeah. Okay, so look at this. Im Tomer. Okay, so again, Rav Chisda's holding Omer Mutter's Anas. Right, Omer Mutter's Anas. So it says in the middle of the Tosafot of Chisda, it says V'im Tomar, the Bereish Pirkin Amrinan Bivli Das Parat Lemeskavin LeBehema V'Harag LaAdam. So Bivli Das, it excludes the case if you're intending to kill an animal and you kill a person, so that's considered like Karav Mezer and you don't go to Das. You're intending to kill an animal and you kill a person. Right? The Lamalikra. Tepa Glamish and the Khash of Omer Mutter. Kidamash Mahacha. The Omer Mutter have been a Mimayit Bibishkaga. So in other words, you already have Omer Mutter is excluded from galus. Right, you already have the case of omer mutar, so why don't you consider that omer mutar? Right, in other words, the omer mutar, he has this case here where basically you think you're killing an animal, you think the thing's an animal, and you try to kill it, and turns out it's a person. Right? So let's say according to that's on us, it's omer mutar. Right, according to Rabba, it's mezer. But then you have this other case of where you're intending to kill an animal and you kill a person. And that, we're saying, is also excluded from galus, and there's a different limud. So what do you need a limud for both of these things? In other words, there's a limud to exclude omer mutar from galus, and then there's a limud to exclude the case where you're intending to kill an animal and killing a person. Well, isn't that the same thing? Isn't that a case of omer mutar? What's the difference between those two cases? So he says, V'yesh lomar, he explains, the le'el ma'ir yigon de'ika behem of adam lefanav. The case over there is a different case. There's a person and an animal in front of you. Okay, two things in front of you. The niskavin lebehema, and you're aiming for the animal. The horag adam, and you're killing a person. That's one case. That's called karav mezon. Aval hacha shel oso davar sheniskavin nimtza shehu adam. But here, you're aiming for the animal. There's only one thing in front of you, and you think it's an animal, and you're aiming for it, and you hit it, and it just turns out that it's not really an animal; it's a person. He says, "Mishum halki kama Rava shekarav mezid." That's what Rava's arguing is karav mezid, right? That's a different case. That's a different case. So he says there's two different cases. One case is where you think it's an animal and you shoot it. Turns out it's a person. That's one case. That's where there's machlokas. Rava and Chista, is that considered karav mezid or karav anas? There's another case where you know you have two things in front of you. An animal and a person. You're aiming for one and you hit the other. You're aiming for the animal and you hit the person. That's a different case. And that, he's saying, is considered karav mezid. That's for sure, I guess. Right? So the question is, what's the... Can we just define the difference between these two? I mean, and it sounds... It's a good point, you know, but at least we just explain exactly the difference. You know, they sound similar at first, but then you hear Tosas as Mimichalik, it's a good point. But I just want to explain it a little bit. I think Yonah says it well, so what we've been talking about is that when there's two things in front of you, an animal and a person, and you're aiming for the animal and you're hitting the person, right? They're the mistake. Notice there the action itself is where you are, wherein your negligence lies. Notice your negligence lies there is, notice you're doing an action which is a dangerous, you know it's a dangerous action. Notice you know that you know the situation, you know there's a person, you know there's an animal, and you're trusting on your good aim that you're going to end up hitting the animal, not the person. Right? So the thing is, you're trying to kill, you know you're doing a deadly action. Right, you know you're doing a deadly action. You just are aiming specifically at the animal and not the person. So now that the Gemara is saying is that's considered karav mezid, right? Whatever on the show. But the point is that it's all in the action itself. You're doing an action which has a negligence built into it, and the pasuk is teaching us that type of negligence is karav mezid, where you're doing a deadly action to an animal, and you know that there's a person within range, you're just trusting on your good sense, that action is karav mezid. The negligence is built into the action itself. You know about it, and you're deciding that you have the ability to aim. So you know you're doing deadly action, you know there's a person in range, you're just trying to relegate it to the animal. So saying that's considered, it's all in the action itself. Your action includes both the behema and the adam, because you know about it and you see them both and you're deciding it, deciding the person away, as opposed to where there's only one thing in front of you and you think it's an animal. So in your mind, so far as the action itself is concerned, you are doing an action of killing an animal. The negligence is in your foreknowledge, you're looking into the thing before you shoot that bullet. It's not in the action of the shooting itself that you're doing a dangerous. You're doing the dangerous thing. It's in the fact that you didn't look into it properly in your prior assessment to the thing, and that's wherein your negligence lies. So that's the machlokas Rav and Rav Chista, is a negligence in the prior research before the action considered part of the action and renders a karvah meizah. It's part of the status of the gavra, part of the maisa, and it renders a karvah meizah. Or do you say, no, that's extraneous, and the shikaga doesn't consider the prior knowledge? But that's where I did it in the action itself. I had no knowledge, and my mistake was in my prior assessment of the facts on the ground. But in the case where there's two things in front of me, and I see them both, and I'm just trusting, I'm doing this action where I'm trusting my aim, there in the very action itself, you have the negligence. Because there you're doing an action which is negligent, because you're doing an action which you know full well could slip up and could end up killing the guy, and you know that action, sometimes your aim is never 100%, and you're just deciding to do it anyways. So that's a negligent action. So that's not necessarily karvah meizah, but that's the lima there. But the point is to split up, not so much to argue for or against. He's just showing us there are different cases. This case is specifically almost omer mutter because the negligence is relegated to your, it's not in the action itself. It's relegated to what you knew beforehand. The case of what the Gemara was discussing over there is where the action does include them both, and your knowledge in the action does include them both. So that's a standard case where you're doing an action which is dangerous, and you just decide, whatever, I'll do it anyways. So that's the normal case of shogeg, but it's worse than shogeg because you knew you were using deadly force, so you knew that you were doing an action. That's why we explained it there, is that you knew you were doing an action of killing. So when you're doing an action of killing, then you can't say anymore, I'm just a shogeg. That itself, if you're chopping wood, you'll say, look, I wasn't thinking about killing. That's a shogeg. But here, when you're doing a killing action, even though it's killing an animal, then you already have a special, you can't say anymore that I'm just shogeg. That's like a special, then you're already like being aggressive and being doing actual killing. It's mechayev you in a special. I think, is that what you said? It's mechayev you in a special zehiros or something? Or you just said, no, we just said that you're not a shogeg on the killing. We said that shkaga has to be not just that you're shkaga on you're intentionally killing. It's just that right. the victim is the wrong one. That's karav meis already. Shkaga is where you're not trying to kill and you end up killing. Trying to do something else and it turns into killing, that's where it's shogeg. But if you're trying to kill and then it just turns out that you killed the wrong thing, that's interesting actually. Then we said that's considered karvah meizah. And it seems like you have to refine what we said before. Yeah. That's what we originally said, is once you're doing an action of killing, that's it. Then you're considered karvah meizah. Sure, but it's because you're trying to kill and you know there's another thing nearby, or you're not sure that there's nothing else nearby, so therefore you're doing an action of killing. But once you're doing an action of killing, then you can't say that your misjudgment is shugaga. If you know you're doing an action of killing and then you misjudge and it turns out you hit something else, that's already called mesa. If you're just chopping wood and then you misjudge, fine. But insofar as you're doing an action, you're intentionally killing, so then your misjudgment is defined as called mesa. But that's if there's a misjudgment. But if in the action itself there is no misjudgment, because you're telling to kill, and you look around, you see there's nothing else around, this is the only thing around, so then there's no negligence at all in the action. The negligence is only in the fact that you didn't properly judge that this was an animal instead of a person. So that's the case already that throws you into Machlokas Rabban Chista. Basically, you could do it on your own. The Gemara, brings down some proofs back and forth about Omer Mutter, about, from different cases in the Torah, Avi Malach. It's more about Avi Malach. But basically, I think I'm going to close this part of the sugya here. That's the last basic point in the sugya. And I guess we have vacation next week, so afterwards I'm going to pick up in this next mission about a Summa. Because if a Summa has two things, a Summa who kills, does he go to Galus, a blind guy, and also a Sone. The case of someone who hates, who kills his enemy by accident. By accident. Something like that. I don't